When we met again, everyone we knew wanted a part of our story. My little sister remembered she'd sat on your knee, that you'd held her in the small of her back on her bike so she could ride uphill faster. My little brother said you told him a good joke about Australia and he took it to school. My older sister said he was nice. I bet he is now, and I bet he still loves you. Everyone remembered your bike, how you rode out to see me, then we rode in, rode back, you rode home, 20 miles. Looking back, that would explain your glorious legs, why I couldn't leave them alone, and why you were late for athletics, and how you always said I cost you a blue. My nephew said we'd escape from when Harry met Sally, would talk about finding each other, toothless and 90. My German cousins were there the day that you came, and I had to explain why I couldn't stop grinning. I should have known you'd be late. Even an hour and a half didn't stop me wanting to see you, stooped on the step, exactly as always, but older. I took you to Beckett, and we sat for 2 hours without touching, except the hairs on our arms, until I asked to kiss you. You were shy out of practice, you said, but you wished that I would. Later, we ate somewhere outside by the river at Chelsea. You asked me to breakfast. I remember you showed me our black and white photo. I remember the shock, the pain in my chest, the tears that surprised me. We both cried. You said, "Tell me how you want to be loved." You asked me to show you. I remember the smell of your bed, the look on your face, how you said, "How long will it last?" How I said, "I can't tell you that now.